An 84-year-old woman came to my neighborhood the other night, and we lined up 1.5 hours early to get a good seat to watch her. Asha Bhosle is a Bollywood legend. She's been singing for some 75 years, over 12,000 songs, a Guinness Book World Record. And this was a rare concert at the Diwali special in our neighborhood park in Kolkata, under an open sky on a balmy night. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Afterwards, my friends had different questions. One asked, "How's her voice?" Another said, "Do you know how much she charged?" My mother, plagued by bad knees, asked, "Did she come on stage by herself?" That, to her, was the miracle of Asha Bhosle. She looked great in a sparkling white sari, a string of pearls on her wrist. No walking stick in sight as she shimmied and sashayed. I'd like to say the voice was just as pristine as 40 years ago. The way the MCs keep calling her timeless and ageless, but that's not true. This is Asha then. It's not the same. To watch Asha Bhosle in the twilight of her career is to suspend disbelief. The voice cracks. It disobeys her command every now and then. It cannot climb as high and as effortlessly as before. But then, you do not really go to hear her anymore. You go to see her. Not because she will recreate 1972, but because time is precious. Sometimes it does feel that enough is enough. She's had a long and superb career. Perhaps it's time to hang up your spurs before the voice completely gives way, before your audience cringes. I've watched other stars, whether in India or America, gamely struggling to sing their own iconic songs on televisions or in Las Vegas. I've seen Cher's endless farewell tour. I've winced, because it feels as if they're butchering their own children, dishonoring my memory of their own perfection. But watching Asha Bhosle perform, watching her soak up the love of a sea of humanity, I realize it's not about me and my memory of that perfect song. That I can hear again and again on an iPod if I choose, and each time it will sound exactly the same. But there is a certain shattered beauty in a voice that's slowly fading, in that fine skein of cracks that spiderweb its once porcelain patina. There is beauty there too. It's just that in an age of plastic surgery, we are not used to looking for it. A few years ago, I learned about the Japanese art of kintsugi, where broken parts are put together. But the damage is not disguised. The cracks remain as part of its history, its lived experience. It's true of a song, too. It can be a masterclass in time and life itself. Age makes a song well-lived, just like the singer. I'm old enough to remember carrying cassette tapes to a small Midwestern town in the United States. As a graduate student in the days before the internet, they were all we could carry with us into our new lives in unfamiliar towns. Curries, we could learn how to cook. But how to recreate the music? We are made of songs, even those of us who are tone deaf. When friends visited from India, they would carry more cassettes for us, the plastic covers often cracked by the weight of their journeys. I remember how thrilled I was to stumble upon the golden hits of Asha Bhosle, Volume 1 and 2, in my Tower record store in San Francisco. Two CDs seemed exorbitantly expensive, but I splurged. For days, I listened to those CDs over and over again, companions through joy and heartbreak while chopping onions in my kitchen in San Francisco. Once, Asha Bhosle effortlessly brought India to my kitchen in California. Now, she transported me from a night in a park in Kolkata to a foggy evening in a little house in San Francisco, and the wear and tear in her voice reminded me that time had indeed not stood still. And if I teared up, I could just blame it on the memory of those onions. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KELW.